Shauna's here. She went to Cavan, to Virginia in County Cavan, St. Mary's National School.
That's right, up to beautiful Virginia. It's
yeah,
so
it's very
gorgeous,
nice, isn't
the
it?
Lake,
yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Well, it's one of many lakes in Cavan. Did you know that they have one for every day of the year?
Really?
Yes, they do.
That's a fact I did not know. 365,
yeah.
Well, I was very impressed with
Virginia. Talk to Charlie about it. He'll tell you all about it. Yeah. So in the latest trip to the primary schools, we went to St. Mary's National School, Virginia, County Cavan, and Shauna O'Reilly from the Breakfast Show went there and headed off to meet the students of St. Mary's in Virginia, and she spoke to all the kids from third class, and they were full of chat.
They really were, yes.
So I'll just give them some name checks there.
Yep.
There were two Killians there.
Yep.
Thank you, two Killians. Ryan, Julie, Kayla, Jack, Amelia, Alan, Nicole, Madison, Daniel, Jasmine, Ava, is that right?
Yes,
yeah, Ava's
correct.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Kira, Hallie, Blake, Ewan.
Yes.
Yay! That's probably derived from John and
which
Ian.
Is
the same.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
okay. Matteo, Abby, and I missed Rory though because he was out sick.
Rory is a big member of the class and apparently he was raging. He was missing.
Well, Rory, yeah, so maybe some other time we can get up there.
Exactly.
We've been to Cavan a few times actually.
Yep. So, and we'll go again.
Yeah, so Rory, sorry about that, and hopefully you're feeling a bit better as well. So thanks to Principal Ms. Jordan, Secretary Marie, SNA Caroline, and teacher Mr. Lyons. And Mr. Lyons listens in every morning and actually organised the visit.
He did indeed.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons, for doing that. Did you get Mr. Lyons' first name?
Connor.
Connor.
Yes, I was like, what is it? Connor, yes.
Connor. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Lyons. There you go. Okay, so what did you ask them about?
So I asked them about their letters to Santa. Had they written them?
Yeah.
How did they get to the North Pole? Was it magic or did they go kind of, how does the letters actually get to Santa? And how does he read them all? And here's what they had to say.
I think Santa has like these little elves what are sitting at a desk, and there's like a robot what brings all the letters to the desks, and then the elves open them.
Well, I put it in the post box and sent it to North Pole. I think it goes on a plane or something.
Well, I think I might make two and I might post one and make one and leave it at home just in case he doesn't get the one that I post.
I think he gets all the letters and puts them into different like categories and just sorts them out and sees what everyone wants.
I didn't even write it yet, so I leave it at my house at the like fireplace or something beside it.
The elves would help him open some letters because then it'd be quicker done.
Yeah. And how long do you think the letters take to get to
them? Like a day and a half.
Express post, right up to the North Pole.
I don't know. One of the guys was talking about putting it beside the fire. Mm. I think we used to do that. We used to put it now. The fire wasn't lighting, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
So we used to put the letter kind of up the chimney.
Yeah.
And then you kind of come back from school the next day and you'd kind of say, oh God, I hope it's gone now.
Yeah.
I hope you got it.
Oh,
look up. And most times it was actually gone. Just magically.
But you see, I think a lot of the time the elf on the shelf helps with the letters.
Right, yeah.
So they kind of come down and collect them.
So the elves on the shelves, they're not all bad. Like,
no,
they're just messers.
That's all
they are. So what else did you ask them about?
So I was looking at the top 10 toys.
They sound great, by the way.
Yeah, they were lovely, lovely children. So I looked at the top 10 toys, the list of toys that Smith's Toys had released for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking through them and there was one particular one that stood out to me that I didn't know what it was. It was called Boppy the Booty Shaking Llama. So I asked them, did they know what this was and could they tell me anything about
Boppy
the Booty Shaking
Llama? Booty Shaking Llama.
Yes, so
okay.
Here.
Well, I know that somebody who works here is going to be getting one of those for Christmas.
Is that?
Doesn't Ziz love the llamas?
She does love
the llamas,
yes.
Yeah. Right, so here's what they had to say about Boppy the Booty Shaking Llama.
It's a llama that it shakes its head and it spins around and then shakes its bum. And I never tried it, but it's a bit weird. His neck go up and down, and then probably for my little sister, but for me, I don't really like it.
I think it's like this llama that shakes around the place and it's really funny, I heard.
I seen him in the toy show. Ryan, he kept on pretending to be the llama. And he kept on shaking his booty and putting up his head and downwards.
And would you like it?
No.
So there, I'm actually grand for a Bobby.
No, I saw it, so that's enough, probably, you know.
So at least that's cleared things up for us.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, Bobby the Boot and Shaking Llama. I like it. It's like, kind of like a book in Bronco for elves,
exactly,
for little elves.
Yes.
They could stick them on and would, yeah, like it. Shauna, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Probably going to be your last trip before
Christmas,
new year.
But I'll be back in January on the road again.
Now, I'm going to see you later on and tomorrow and the next day, but happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, you too.